Hello there, and good to have your company. Bruce Cameron with you with 2 hours of folk music with the program Come All Ye. Today, a featured album from a very fine fiddle player and a very fine banjo player. Aaron Marshall and Carl Jones will be joining us in about half an hour with their album Old Tin, released right at the beginning of 2020. And a good one it is too. I hope you're going to enjoy it. But we'll get underway with a couple of tracks from a group called Bua. This is My Parents Reared Me Tenderly. Absolutely my story. Oh, yes. My Parents Reared Me Tenderly. Followed by the Killeshandra Lasses. That's a tune set, not a continuation of the title of the first track.
My parents reared me tenderly, I being their only son. Little, little did they think I would follow the fife and drum. They brought me up in the fear of God, kept me from toil and woe, which makes me sigh and oft-times cry, I wish the war was o'er. To finish my education, they sent me to school a while, and by their hard industry kept me in proper style. But with some liquor in my head, I sailed for Glasgow Green. I enlisted with John Barber, all for to serve the Queen. After 7 long years had passed and gone, I thought on my liberty. After 7 long years had passed and gone, I thought I would be free. But the answer the colonel gave to me, it oft times makes me sigh, that I was bound to serve the Queen till all the wars were by. Oh, once I thought I ne'er would be in this dejected state. A poor forlorn soldier exposed to hardships great. That flutters on each branch with terror strikes my heart. Each star I see alarms me, from war I must depart. I'll take my second bounty, perhaps it will be for life. And I'll cross the briny ocean, and the gun will be my wife. And I'll fill up a flowing glass and toss it o'er and o'er. Fair maid, don't mourn, or I'll return when the cruel war is o'er.
Well, opening the program today, two tracks from the Irish group Bua. My parents reared me tenderly, which isn't really about me at all. I mean, my parents were fine, don't get me wrong, but I didn't join the army. Then, a couple of tunes, the Killeshandra Lasses and one they called Down the Green Fields, which is very like the Connemara stocking jig, which out here became the Cunnamulla stocking jig. This is the way of these things. Bua. Good album, Down the Green Fields, and that's the name of that tune that we just heard. So you're listening to Come All Ye, and one of my all-time favourite bands is Marley's Ghost, who come from the northwest of the contiguous United States, from Washington State. This is an interesting song which offers more than it suggests. It's a song called Leela Leela. I've played it a few times on the program, but it's always worthy of repeating. This one, it was written not that long ago. It was written in 1974, which for this folk program is not very long ago, really. I read that it was written by someone named Billy Schwartz. Well, the full descriptive sentence, which is rather impressive, I think, says, "The English words to this Nepalese fiddle tune were composed by Billy Schwartz, an Italian Jew with a German name from Holland, Michigan, who plays Indian music on the Hawaiian guitar." Good grief. Here's Leela Leela from Marley's Ghost.
Life is just a game. Winners are losing, losers win. The game is still the same. Leela, leela, this world is just a play. Those who say don't know and those who know don't say. Eyes of the baby look at everything from under. The eyes of the young man behold his lady's face with wonder. The eyes of the old man look upon the flowing river. What of those whose eyes are one? They leave the wheel forever. Leela, leela, this life is just a game. Winners are losing, losers win. The game is still the same. Leela, leela, this world is just a play. Those who say don't know and those who know don't say. And where is the man who in his heart can really feel it? Feel it in himself, and then can he reveal it? Then let him sit and sing and sail the flowing river. Snakes and arrows cannot go where sound remains forever. Leela, leela, this life is just a game. Winners are losing, losers win. The game is still the same. Leela, leela, this world is just a play. Those who say don't know and those who know don't say.
Accept life, who has not accepted dying? How can he achieve his purpose without even trying? How can a man have courage who cannot as well be tender? He who wins the game is he who's learning to surrender.
Leela, leela, this life is just a game. Winners lose and losers win. The game is still the same. Leela, leela, this life is just a play. Those who say don't know and those who know don't say. Leela,
and show me the man who in his heart can really feel it. Can he feel it in himself, and then can he reveal it? Then let him sit and sing, and let his heart grow gladder. Chant to God until the masquerade no longer matters. Leela, leela, this life is just a play. Those who say don't know, and those who know don't say. Leela, leela, this life is just a game. Winners lose and losers when the game is still the same. They don't know, and those who know don't say.
That's very hypnotic, that song. I like it very much. And sung there by the group Marley's Ghost from an album called Across the River. Jody Stecker, who appears on this program occasionally, or his recordings do, he recorded that as well. And his sleeve notes, well, it wasn't any sleeve notes, but he's written that he feels personally responsible for having increased the world population of Leelas, as he's met a number of young women whose parents named them Leela after falling in love with the song. So, interestingly, Leela, although it's a name, in that song, it's actually a Sanskrit-derived word for game. And the lyrics include that concept. So, Leela, Leela from the wonderful group, Marley's Ghost.
Thank you.
Corinna Hewitt, quite prolific songwriter, and that song is one of hers. It's called The Baker Woman, and it comes from an album called The Butterfly, recorded with the band Bashui. Bashui means two or more musicians, many strings, a mix of traditional and contemporary. And it's not a Gaelic word, apparently. Here's Bruce Mulski.
Went up on a mountain, give my horn a blow. Thought I heard my true love say, yonder comes my bow. Row, Riley, row, row, Riley, row. Poor boy ain't got nowhere to go. Mama gave me meat, mother gave me bread. Pretty girl gave me one sweet kiss like it done kill me dead. Row, Riley, row, row, Riley, row. Row, Riley, poor boy ain't got nowhere to go. Strip me load of cane, make me bear molasses, sweet Miss Liza Jane. Row, Riley, row, row, Riley, row, row, Riley, poor boy, ain't got nowhere to go. Stories high, every story in that house was filled with chicken pie. Row, Riley, row, row, Riley, row, row, Riley, poor boy ain't got nowhere to go.
I hope you'll pay attention and listen unto me. The fate of poor lost convicts, as you shall understand, and the hardships they do undergo upon Van Diemen's Land. My parents reared me tenderly, good learning they give to me, till all my bad companions beguile my home from me. I was brought up in Worcestershire, near to the town they dwell. My name is Henry Abbott, and many knows me well. Me and four more went out one night to Squire Daniel's farm, for to get some game was our intent as the night come falling down. But to our sad misfortune, they took us there with speed. They sent us off to Warwick Jail, which made our hearts to bleed. It was at the much assizes that the bowie did appear. Like Job, we stood with patience for to hear our sentence there. And being some old offenders, it made our case go hard. Our sentence were for 14 years, and we were sent on board the ship that bore us from the land, the Speedwell was her name. And for 4 months and a half we ploughed across the raging main. No land nor harbour could I see, and believe me, it is no lie. All around us one black water, and above us one blue sky. I oft times look behind me towards my native shore, and that cottage of contentment that I will see no more. Likewise my aged father who taught us all he had. Also my tender mother whose arms once did me bear. It was on the 14th of July, the day we made the land. At 4 o'clock we went on shore, all chained and in hand. And to see our fellow sufferers, I fear I can't tell how. Some was chained unto a harrow, and some unto a plough. And then they marched us into the town without no more delay. And 'twas there a gentleman, he took me a bookkeeper for to be. I took to me occupation there, now me master, he likes me well. My joys are out of measure, I'm sure no one can tell. He kept a female servant, Rosanna was her name. For 14 years a convict from Worcestershire she came. We oft times tell our love tales there where we are so far from home. But now we're rattling of our chains in foreign lands to roam.
Well, that's a very distinctive voice, the male voice in that duo. That was Peter Bellamy and Heather Wood singing with him. And they were both members of an ensemble called The Young Tradition. Although, well, I guess it might be stretching things to say it was an ensemble because Peter Bellamy pretty much ran the show. That was from, goodness me, 1966. And before Henry the Poacher, we had Bruce Molsky with Rove Riley Rove. Now, time to introduce you to the featured album on Come All Ye Today. It's a nice album called Old Tin by fiddle player Erin Marshall and her partner Carl Jones, who plays banjo and guitar. We'll start off with a pretty march. Well, it's a wedding march. They composed it for the anniversary of Chris and Meriwether Brown's wedding. And they put in the sleeve notes that the October 31st wedding was unusual, so bearing in mind that it was Halloween. Members of the groom's family wore Groucho Marx masks during the ceremony, which did not please some members of the bride's family. The first part of the tune hints at that drama. Costumes and other wedding frivolity followed. Part two has a Mardi Gras feel in honour of the costumed revellers. And the last part expresses joy because Chris and Meriwether are a wonderful couple and they have a beautiful family. All right, there you go. Erin Marshall and Carl Jones from the featured album Old Tin, Halloween Wedding March. Mm-hmm. on this album. I hope you're going to enjoy it. It's the featured album today, Old Tin, from Erin Marshall and Carl Jones. That was the Halloween Wedding March. They even tell you what tuning the banjo is in and where the capo goes, so it's all very interesting. And the keys, of course. If you were playing along at home, you would have worked out that it was in A minor, changing to D, and then changing to C. Makes it a lot easier to learn tunes that way, if you're so inclined, if you've got that information. Now, Eddie Reader, good singer. She was, what was she in? Fairground Attraction, I think, many years ago. She was the singer of Fairground Attraction. But she's always had a deep, an abiding interest in the songs of Robert Burns, and she's released a couple of albums, or a few albums, I guess, featuring his poetry put to music or his own songs. Here's one. She's done a bit of work on it, of course. I don't think Robert Burns would have performed it this way.
Bros, give my love, bros, and butter, and give my love, bros, bros. You strain, he wanted his supper, and Jenny sits up at the loft. Johnny was glad to be out of the Kima window to the west, made other winters to clatter. Give my love, bros, bros, give my love, bros, and butter, and give my love, bros, bros. You strain, he wanted his supper, and that was a dainty dish. Goose just hollow within the sight would make you blush, but all the fun is to finish. And give my love, bros, bros, give my love, bros, and butter, and give my love, bros, bros. My daddy sent me to the hill to pull my milly some heather and drive it into your fell. You're welcome to the leather. Give my love, bros, and butter, I give my love, bros, bros. You stream, he wanted his supper. A mouse is a merry wee beast, a moody wart once seen. And oh, for the touch of the thing I had in my knee, you stream. No, give my love, bros, bros, give my love, bros, and butter, I give my love, bros, bros. The lark, she loves the grass, the hen, she loves the stubble. And he for the gardener, lad to gully a wee wee stubble. Give my love, bros, bros, give my love, bros, and butter, I give my love, bros, bros. You stream, he wanted his supper, and Jenny sits up at the loft. Johnny was got to be after the came a window to the west, made other windows to clatter. Give my love, bros, bros, give my love, bros, and butter, I give my love, bros, bros. You stream, he wanted his supper, and that was a dainty dish. Goose just hollow within the sight would make you blush. All the fun is to finish, and give my love, bros, bros, give my love, bros, and butter, I give my love, bros, bros. You stream, wanted his supper, and Jenny sits up at the loft. Johnny was glad to be out of the game, a window to the west, made other windows to clatter. Give my love, bros, bros, give my love, bros, and butter, give my love, bros, bros. You stream, wanted his supper, and that was a dainty dish. The goose just hollow within the sight would make you blush, but all the fun is to finish. And give my love, bros, bros, give my love, bros, bros, give my love, bros, bros, give my love, bros, bros. Give my love, bros, bros, give my love, bros, and butter, give my love, bros, bros. Jenny sits up at the loft, Johnny was glad to be after. There came a window to the west, made other windows to clatter.
You don't have to give me bros, I don't care for it. It's fairly ordinary sort of dish of oatmeal and water. And take an awful lot of butter to make it palatable to me anyway. Gimme Love Bros and Butter. Robert Burns liked it. Eddie Reader liked the song. So she recorded it on an album called The Songs of Robert Burns. And I'm not sure why, but this is subtitled Deluxe Edition. I'll have to investigate why it was the deluxe edition. Cape Barren Island is off the coast of Tassie. The Island Coes come from there, the Island Coes. A group that represents the continuing tradition and interest in music by the people who live down there, mostly Indigenous people. And we're going to hear, what have I queued up? Queued up Nobody's Child. There's a strong tradition of pretty much old country music from this lot, and as well as some traditional tunes. We might hear a traditional tune following this song. Ronnie Summers is the singer, and Ronnie came to the National Folk Festival quite a few years ago. I think with Dorothy Murray. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to hear Roddy singing Nobody's Child with mandolin played by Fred Pryback, who's an important, he's not Indigenous, he's an important collector and performer from Tasmania. Then we'll hear a tune.
As I was slowly passing and no fans on today, I stood just for a moment just to watch the children play. A lonely boy was standing, and when he asked me why, he turned with eyes that could not see, and he began to cry. I'm nobody's child, I'm nobody's child. I'm like a flower that's running wild. No mama's kisses and no daddy's smile, 'cause nobody wants me. I'm nobody's child. Every town and village, there are places just like this, with rows of children and babies in their cribs. They've long since stopped their crying, 'cause no one even hears, and there's no one there to notice them, to wipe away their tears. I'm nobody's child, I'm nobody's child. I'm like a flower that's running wild. No mama's kisses and no daddy's smile, 'cause nobody wants them, they're nobody's child. 'Cause nobody wants them, the nobody's child.
That's the Island Co's, or at least Ronnie Summers playing guitar, and Fred Priback once again playing fiddle that time. He played mandolin on the song that preceded it, Nobody's Child. The name of the tune? The Black Cat Piddled in the White Cat's Eye. That title turns up attached to different tunes in Aboriginal communities around Australia. That's definitely a Cape Barren piece. In Cape Barren Island, very interesting part of the world. Haven't been there myself, but one day perhaps. Time now for another track from the featured album. Once again, it's called Old Tin. Next track we will hear is this one. From the featured album, that's Foster's Favourite and Mr. Barwick's. Aaron Marshall composed Foster's Favourite for good friends Phil and Diane Foster from Birmingham, Alabama. And Mr. Barwick's, which sounds a bit like Sally Gooden, Carl Jones got from a chap named Tom Jackson, who learned it directly from Coleman Barwick, an old-time fiddler from Bluntsville, Alabama. Old Tin is the name of the album. And it's the featured album today. This is Wonga Willie, recorded live some years ago.
Well, I was a timber cutter up in the Cambawara long before your mother ever gave you a thought. And there was no fancy schooling then, just some pioneering, and the lamb was our teacher, and hard lessons she taught. And I swung an axe handle before I was 8 years old, cutting the timber and carrying the load. And down from Currumbean, beside some old bullock team, we took what we needed and we let the rest go. But it's a wonderful land, I'm a shore-living man. From the slopes of the mountains to the shores of the sea, a bushy am I and I'll stay till I die. Shoalhaven's the country for me. Now I ain't no saint and I ain't no bloody scientist, but I still got me eyes and a feel for the land. For in 50 years of braving the bush of Shoalhaven, I've seen me some changes and it's terrible plain that the time came when some of them big city business member boxes to put their retirements in. And they've redone Vincentia, it's a 3-bedroom brick veneer, and they've sold them off for holidays to make a few bits. But it's a wonderful land, I'm a Shoalhaven man. From the slopes of the mountains to the shores of the sea, a bushy mile I'll stay till I die. Shoalhaven's the country for me. Well, they come for the stars at night, come for the peace and quiet, come for the bushland that no man can claim. And they call themselves locals with the hemorrhoids and their ulcers. It's all at City 11 that they've got to blame. And they can't stand the snakes, so they flatten the greenery, and they can't stand the spiders, so they're big on the halls. And they bulldozed Culburra till it looks like Parramatta. God, I wonder why they ever went moving at all. But it's a wonderful land, I'm a Shoalhaven man. From the slopes of the mountains to the shores of the sea, a bushy am I and I'll stay till I die. Shoalhaven's the country for me. It was a wonderful land till those damn caravans spread like cancer from Canberra to the shores of the sea. Here it makes a man cry to see the land die, but she ain't the place she used to be. Yes, it makes a man cry to see the land die. No, she ain't the place she used to be.
Shoalhaven Man, sung by Graham Murray and the rest of the band, Wonga Willie. Recorded live at the Jamboree Pub, an album called Live at the Local. It certainly is. Graham Murray lives in Jamboree, I think still lives in Jamboree. So it's definitely his local. Here's Kate Rusby from an album called Hourglass. She's not renowned for singing jolly, jovial, happy songs. So a song called Drowned Lovers is not surprising.
He's combing his coal black steed. He's doubting on fair Margaret's love, and his heart begins to bleed. Fetch corn unto me horse, mother, and me to my man John, and all the way to fair Margaret's bower before the night comes on. Stay at home with me, dear Willie, oh, stay at home with me. And the very best cock in all the roost, your own supper will be. Of all your cocks and all your roosts, I vow you not to bend, and I'll away Margaret's bower before the night comes in. Well, if you go to Fair Margaret's bower without the leave of me, in the deepest part of the Clyde water, then drowned you will be. Oh, the good steed that I ride upon cost me thrice £30, and I'll put trust in his swift feet to take me safe and sound. He's ridden o'er yon high, high hill and down yon dowie den, and the rushing in the Clyde water would have feared 500 men. Oh, roaring Clyde, you roar so loud, your streams are wondrous strong. Make me a wreck as I come back, but spare me as I'm gone. Door calling May Margaret's name. Oh, it's only your first love, little William, this night come to her home. Open the gates this night, oh, open, let me in. Fill your boots, they'll fall through the Clyde water, and I'm frozen to the skin. My barns are full of corn, William's stable's full of hay, and my bows are full of gentlemen, they won't remove till day. Fare thee well to you, hat again, and rushing in the Clyde water took Willie's cane from him. He's leaned him over his saddle bow to catch his cane by force. The rushing in the Clyde water took Willie from his horse. May Margaret out from her dreary sleep. Come here, my mother dear. Read to me my dream. I dream my love was at our gate, and no one let him in. Lie there, my May Margaret, lie there and take your rest. For since your love was at our gate, it's but 2 quarters past. Nimbly, nimbly rose she up to the water's brim, and the louder that young girl cried, the louder grew the wind. The very first step that she went in, she's up onto her feet, and it's oh, and alas, this young girl cried, your water's wondrous deep. Oh, the very next step that she went in, she's up onto her knees, cried she, I would go farther in if I my true lover could see. The next step that she went in, she's up onto her chin, in the deepest part of the Clyde water she
She doesn't really do happy, does she? That's Kate Risby. Wonderful voice with a song called Drowned Lovers.
Hope she dies of shame. Hope she dies of shame. Hope she dies of shame. Hope she dies of shame.
Sally Free and Easy. Listening to the voice of Amy Leonard, member of Anam, the group Anam. Other members in that group include the wonderfully talented, magnificently voiced Brian O'Hara. But he wasn't singing that. A Song of Lost Love, written by an English singer-songwriter, Cyril Tawney, a sailor lamenting his betrayal by the hard-hearted Sally. Not the normal ballad style of that, the way that song's presented, but they don't say so, but I reckon they took that from a recording many years ago by the group Pentangle, Jackie McShay's version. Sounded a bit more jazzy, but that was Adam, and very good it was too. Back to the featured album now. This time we'll start off with a bit more banjo, I think, than the previous one. This is a tune called Curly Tail. Once again, it's one of their own compositions. It's dedicated to the memory of one of their favourite cats. From the featured album called Old Tin, that's the album title, Aaron Marshall and Carl Jones, might get around to playing the title track, we'll see. But I'll tell you anyway. As Carl was opening the tea tin one morning and prepping the pot for the kettle's rolling boil, he thought of the fondness of daily routines. So that's why they called it Old Tin. Fair enough, too. But we heard there Curly Tail, dedicated to Aoife, a clever white cat with a long tail that she carried over her head like a teapot handle. Next, two fine voices, the late Danny Spooner. Well, no, I think it's all him, this one. The album is called Labour and Toil. It features Danny Spooner and Duncan Brown, two expatriates. Danny from London and Duncan from Scotland, who combined their talents at folk festivals and recording studios in this country from time to time. The album is called Labour and Toil. This album is called Labour and Toil. We're going to hear the King of Rome, Danny Spooner, singing this. And he writes, "The words of this beautifully evocative song speak for themselves. Amongst all the hardships of the working life, dreams do come true. The race from Rome to Derby in 1913, 1,611 kilometres, eclipsed all previous long-distance racing records in the United Kingdom. So the King of Rome is preserved in the Derby Museum. It was the subject of this song and a book, both by Dave Sudbury, and a radio play. The King of Rome, of course, a racing pigeon.
In the West End of Derby lives a working man. He says I can't fly, but me pigeons can. And when I set them free, it's like a part of me is lifted up aloft on shiny wings. Charlie Hudson's pigeon loft was down the yard of a rented house in Brook Street where life was hard. But Charlie had a dream, and in 1913 he bred a pigeon that made his dream come true. There was to be a champions race from Italy. We got out all the maps, Christ, all that land and sea. Here, Charlie, you lose that bird. But Charlie never heard. He put it in a box and sent it off to Rome. On the day of the big race, a storm blew in. 1,000 birds were lost and never seen again. Charlie, we told you so. Surely be now you know. When you live round here, then many dreams come true. Yeah, I know. But I had to try. Man can crawl around or he can learn to fly. And if you live round here, the ground seems very near. Sometimes I lead a lift for a victory. I was off to the pub with me mates for a pint or two. When I saw a wing flash high up in the blue. Hey Charlie, it's the King of Rome. Come back to his West End home. Come outside quick, lad, he's perched up on your roof. Hey, come on down, Your Majesty. I knew you'd make it back and you'd get home to me. Come down, me lovely one. You've made me dream come true.
Thank you.
called The Battle of Waterloo. I suppose it's most likely it was written by someone who was on the winning side, but someone who didn't really consider that that sort of victory was a victory. The Battle of Waterloo, from an album called Heritage by the group Tanas. And we heard Jason Dove playing accordion. What do you like on Scottish accents and stories? You're about to find out. This is the story of Daughter Doris from Davy Stewart.
Well, there was once upon a time there was a king and his wife, and she died and they left a daughter. So the king remarried. And this king, when he remarried, the stepmother took a hating to this girl. So she was going one day for a pitcher of water, and she let the pitcher fall. So she put the blame on the daughter. So she says to her stepmother, she says, "Look," she says, "for God's sake," she says, "leave me alone." So the girl sets away. The father drives her out. She had nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. She was just left alone. So she says to herself, she says, "I must go away." Mm-hmm. So she married this great fellow, and he was called up to the army. And when he was called up to the army, she was left in childbirth. So she was in the table and nowhere to stay. She had nowhere to stay at all. So she was just on the road. So her bairn was born, a young son. So her father came up to her. She says, "Look," she says, "you drove me out," she says, "father," she says. And she says, "Look," she says, "you understand what I mean," she says. "I wouldn't like you for to come on the same ground as where I'm walking." He says, "Look," he says, "Daughter Doris," he says, "do you see that sword?" he says. "Yes," she says, "father." "Well," he says, "I'm cutting off your arm." So he takes the sword and he cuts off her arm. "Is that sore?" he says, "daughter Doris." "Oh, yes, father," she says, "very." She says, "What about my wee child?" she says, "father." "Never mind about it, daughter Doris," he says. So he takes the sword again and takes the other arm off her. Cuts the other arm off. He says, "Is that sore, daughter Doris?" "Oh, yes," she says, "father, very sore." He says, "Look," he says, "when you're walking on the road," he says, "with your child in your arms, how can I walk?" she says, "father," she says, "when I have no arms to carry my child," she says, "and I'm bleeding to death." He says, "Look," he says, "do you see that sword, daughter Doris?" he says, "I'd cut off your two arms." And he says, "do you see that sword? I'm cutting off your two legs," he says. So he cuts off her right leg. He says, "Is that sore?" he says, "daughter Doris." "Oh," she says, "father, very sore. Father, very," she says. She says, "no better," he says, "than what you done to my milk pitcher." He says, "do you see that sword, daughter Doris?" He says, "that cut off your two arms and your right leg," he says, "well, it's cutting off your left." She says, "why am I going to carry my baby?" she says, "father," she says, "when I've no legs," she says, "and my two arms is a-wanting." She says, "look," she says, "father," she says, "I would like if you'd leave," she says, "even my one leg," she says, "and let God," she says, "believe on my side." She says, "look," she says, "for God's sake," she says, "will you do that for me?" "No," he says, "you broke my milk pitcher," he says, "and he says, you're going to suffer." "Very good." So he takes the sword again, he says, "well, this is the last one," he says. "And the last sweep," he says, "I'm going to give you," he says, "as your left leg away." And he says, "I'll leave nothing," he says, "but the trunk of the body." So he takes the sword and he sweeps the leg off her, the left leg. "Is that sore, daughter Doris?" "Oh, father," she says, "very. That's no sore," he says, "since the day you broke my milk pitcher." "But," he says, "your child," he says, "is a wee son." "Yes," she says, "father, is a wee son." And she says, "he's going to be a great hero," she says. She says, "I'm lying here dying, I'm bleeding to death," she says. And she says, "this day," she says, "above any other day," she says, "I'm not able to carry my child," she says. "I'm not able," she says, "for to give it a drink." "Well," he says, "look," he says, "I'm taking the sword," he says, "and I'm cutting off your breasts," he says, "so your child will die." She says, "for God's sake," she says, "father, don't do that." She says, "I lost my baby," she says, "and I'm dying," she says, "I'm bleeding to death." He says, "look," he says, "there's the sword," he says, "and I'm cutting off your breasts." So he takes the sword and he cuts off her two breasts. That was her two legs, her two arms, her two breasts. He says, daughter, Doris, he says, is that sore? Oh, yes, he says, father, very sore. It's no sorer to you, he says, than the day you broke my milk pitcher. Well, he says, I must get on my horse's back. Well, she says, my young son, she says, will be a hero someday, she says. And another thing, before you go on your horse's back, I hope to God there a black thorn, she says, will go on your foot, she says. And there's no another doctor, she says, or professors in the country. I'll never take that out except my son. And she says, cheerio. So she's trying to carry her wee baby in her teeth, trying to carry it. And she got up to an orchard with rolling on her side and pulling it. And God's torture. So she lands at this orchard and she's taking a bite of apple and she's trying to chew it and put it in the wee baby's mouth and she's blooding to death. Just the last gasp. When this old man with a white beard comes up, he says, look, he says, daughter Doris, he says, lift your child. Oh, she says, I can't lift my child. She says, I've no arms. Try it, he says. Have a go at it. Just try it. She says, how can I? He says, try. She says, just there's your baby lying there. He says, just lift it up. So she tries, and her two arms come back the same way. Try, he says, and walk. How can I walk, she says, when I have no legs to walk on? Try it, he says. So she tries to walk. She's walking up, and then she's got a wee baby in his arm. She's going up and down it. He says, give your baby a feed. How can I? My breast was cut away, he says. She says, look, how can I do it? Just have a trial, I says. Just have a wee trial. So she lifts her baby up and she tries her breast to come back just the same. So she went out onto the road again and thanked the old man very much. Thanked him 1,000 times. And she walked on the road. And she meets this young chap, a very young, handsome young man, and she gets married to him. So they get settled down. Now, there was a great placards up in every shop. It was posted in every telegraph pole. Maybe in these days, they don't think about telephones. But there weren't trees and that. There's a king dying. Anybody can save his soul will be made my wealth. So she looks at her. She says, there's only one man, she says, and that's my wee baby. She says, it'll cure that. So she goes up to her father in the bed. She says, father, she says, do you remember cutting off my legs? Daughter, he says, I remember. He says, I thought you were dead. He says, have you got 2 wooden legs? No, she says, father. She says, that young man is my husband there. She says, that other young man is my son. And he's only about 13 or 14 years of age, she says. And she says, look, she says, there's only one man will cure that, and that is my young son. And she says, there's only one thing I'll take it out with. And he says, that's the point of your sword, which you cut off my legs with. So the young fellow stops her. He says, look, he says, it's my own flesh and blood, he says, and I'll take the sword. So he cuts the leg off and he flings it into a bin. So the old man is lying in agony. Get me a frog, says the young hero. I'll take a frog, he says, and leave it in the bed, he says, for 24 hours alone with my grandfather. And the morning, he says, his foot will come back natural. Very good. So they went and they got a frog and they put it in the bed. So they'd look at his foot or that. Anyway, I don't know how it happened. So anyway, this young hero is just waiting on the word to see if he'd die or live. So the king looks, the old king himself. He says, look, he says, you have saved my life, he says, and I'll take your place, he says, and you take mine. So I don't know very much more about it.
What a ridiculous story. What's that? Ah, goodness me. That's a wandering tinker piper, described as such, named Davy Stewart from Kintyre. Recorded in 1955. Crops up on a wonderful collection of Scottish traditional tales. Wonderful if you can work out what the devil they're about. I like the lines. Now, there's a great placard up in every shop. It's posted on every telegraph pole. Maybe in these days I don't think there'd be telephones, but they'd be on trees and that. Terrific. Ah, goodness. Very well. Here's another one from the featured album. I think I'll play 2 tracks from the featured album because there's a couple here that I'm going to miss out on otherwise. First one is not one of their own compositions. It's called Coloured Aristocracy. It's been around a long time, that tune. Then Reno Blues. The Tobacco Tags, a group called the Tobacco Tags, recorded Reno Blues in 1932. Protagonists here, Aaron Marshall and Carl Jones, picked it up from a recording. So, two tracks from the featured album, Old Tin.
Striking two. I come in this morning and the clock was striking two. The first thing I saw was another man's hat and shoes. Started right back to town. I turned around and I started right back to town. She asked me, where's I going? I told her I was Reno bound. I was. I'm leaving you, honey, and I'm never coming back. I'm leaving you, honey, and I'm never coming back. I'm headed to Reno if I have to walk the tracks. To the railroad singing this lonesome song. I'm going down to the railroad just to sing this lonesome song. Oh, them roads, them are rocky, but they won't be rocky long. Feet get tired and I can't even wear my shoes. If my feet get tired and I can't even wear my shoes, I'm gonna lay my head on that railroad and die with the Reno blues.
Says a robin as he flew, when I was a young man I chose to. If one didn't love me, the other one would. Don't you think my notion good? Says the blackbird to the crow, why do the white folks hate us so? For ever since old Adam he was born, it's been a trade to pull up corn. Hoot says the owl with his head so white, it's a lonesome day and a lonesome night. I thought I heard some pretty girl say she caught all night and sleep all day. No, no, said the turtle dove, that's no way for to gain his love. If you want to gain his heart's delight, you must keep him away both day and the turtle dove. That's no way for to gain his love. If you want to gain his heart's delight, you must keep him away both day and night.
Pretty tune, isn't it? It's called Le Canal en Octobre. So I assume it's French, even though my accent could make you think it's from Pluto or somewhere. Anyway, before that, the song Little Birds, sung by Lucy Farrell from an album called Laylum, which features Eliza Carthy, Lucy Farrell, Bella Hardy and Kate Young. They all play fiddle. Not on every track, but I reckon a few of them had a crack at that tune we just heard. Nice album it is too. It's been around a little while. It's a good one. Carthy, Hardy, Farrell, Young, Laylum. And since we've heard Eliza Carthy, we'd better give a couple of minutes' attention to her father, Martin Carthy, of course. Was this his first album? Second album, maybe. 1967. It's called Biker Hill, recorded with his usual collaborator at that time, Dave Swarbrick. This is The Gentleman's Soldier.
Oh, it's of a gentleman soldier, as a sentry he did stand there. He kindly saluted the fair maid by the waving of his hand. So boldly then he kissed her, and he passed it off as a joke. Then he drilled her into his sentry box, wrapped up in the soldier's cloak. For the drums did go with the rap-a-tap-tap, and the fives did loudly play, saying, fare thee well, Polly, my dear, I must be going away. Oh, there they tossed and tumbled till daylight did appear. The soldier rose, put on his clothes, saying, fare thee well, my dear. For the drums they are a-beating and the fifes do loudly play. If it weren't for that, Polly, my dear, with you I'd long to stay. For the drums do go with the rap-a-tap-tap, but the fifes do loudly play, saying, fare thee well, Polly, my dear, I must be going away. Now come, you gentleman soldier, and won't you marry me? Oh, no, me dearest Polly, such things they never can be. For married I am already, and children I have three. Two wives are allowed in the army, but one's too many for me. For the drums did go with the rap-a-tap-tap, and the fifes too loudly play, saying, fare thee well, Polly, me dear, I must be going away. If anyone come a-courting you, you treat him to a glass. If anyone come a-courting you, you say you're a country lass. You needn't even tell them that ever you played the joke, that ever you went in a sentry box wrapped up in the soldier's cloak. For the drums did go with the rap-a-tap-tap and the fives did loudly play, saying, oh, fare thee well, Polly, my dear, I must be going away. Oh, come, me gentleman soldier, why didn't you tell me so? Me parents will be angry when this they come to know. When 9 long months were up and passed, the poor girl she brought shame, for she had a little militia boy and she couldn't tell his name. For the drums did go with the rap-a-tap-tap and the fifes do loudly play, saying, fare thee well, Polly, me dear, I must be going away.
Very fine piece of fiddling there from Mr. Dave Swarbrick, the late great gentleman soldier from Martin Carthy and Dave Swarbrick, 1967. Anno Domino. Such a long time ago, and they were a good team. They were a formidable pair of musicians then. Carthy, of course, still treading the boards. I don't know how active he is, but he still turns up at folk clubs occasionally in England. I guess he is. All right, we'll go out with another track from the featured album. It's called Old Tin. Aaron Marshall playing fiddle, Carl Jones playing mostly banjo, but sometimes other things. We'll do it all again next week. Stick around, more music coming your way very shortly.